From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Red, where we continue with the technical chat for just a second with myself, Eric Wiltshire, in the eastern town of Slovakia, right by the Tatry Mountains. Over in the UK, Lee Banks, and in Gay Paris, Mark Gander, as we take our sideways look at the news. And I'm going to do it again because it annoys me when other people do it. I'm going to say it now, online, on the iPad, and on mobiles. This is Postcard from Pop Red. Oh, please. Microsoft are offering 25 gigabytes of free cloud storage. Yippee!
Oh, no. I thought we'd missed that one.
No.
And it syncs across devices.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're impressed now, aren't you?
Oh, right, I'm going to be impressed now. Yeah. Look at that. Hey, you get a Dropbox. Why? And the SkyDrive.
Excuse me.
SkyDrive.
There are some broadcasters around here, in other parts of the world, that actually like SkyDrive.
What is it?
It's a cloud storage space.
Oh, wow.
It's a bit of cloud cuckoo land, as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
I sent you a list, didn't I? And it went into a SkyDrive, and who couldn't find it?
Well, that's because you didn't do it right.
I did it right. SkyDrive did it wrong.
Yeah, right. That's, by the way, boys and girls, I make no bones about it, we actually distribute Postcard from Pop Red to various radio stations via SkyDrive and have been doing for a couple of years or so.
It's a brilliant thing, SkyDrive. I completely forgot about that. I love SkyDrive. I think everybody should do
Wow.
Yes. It's really uber cool. Really?
It's a really interesting thing, Mark. Honestly, yes. I could waffle on for hours like Eric's about.
No, I'm going to now. But I will share how you can get a SkyDrive later, Mark.
See? What did I just say? He's going to waffle on for hours. And he says, no, I'm not. And they said, but I'll tell you what you can do.
No, I didn't. I said later.
Later.
Open thine ears. Truck Off, the home of CB Radio, wants to ban mobiles. A federal safety board this week has called for a nationwide ban on the use of cell phones and text messaging devices whilst driving. That's really going to work, isn't it?
Well, I think it's perfect that finally somebody in the world stood up and the whole of a country, one of the biggest countries in the world perhaps, one of the most famous, America, has said, ban mobile phones! Let's get back to reality!
No, it's while driving.
It's while driving.
Who on earth can text message while driving?
Oh, Mark, I can't tell your name again because it would be unprofessional. Going to a well-known shopping channel one day, with a co-presenter. Presenter was driving car, big Mercedes. She got the phone up on the top of the steering wheel. And as we're driving through London, she's texting people.
No.
Yes. Well, and I'm sitting there going,
people who do that deserve everything
panic,
they get.
Panic! I was going, oh my word. And she just, it was like, you know, putting a lipstick on or something. Ridiculous.
Who was the girl last year? I think she killed somebody, I think she's in prison now. She's only about 19 or 20. I'm sorry to say, she bloody well deserved it. Oh, I said bloody again.
You're I was
a CB-er.
Was you?
Yes, and my handle, right, was Plagueis.
I don't want to know about your handle. Thank you very much indeed.
I think that remark with the contempt it deserves. So my handle was Plagueis, and it just used to be brilliant when people got in touch with me. Oh, you think it go blah, 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 like that, and you pick it up, and everybody go Plagueis. Do you copy?
Well, copy that. Now there's a big brown bear coming up behind us. So we're on a convoy.
Oh dear,
that was a joke.
It was really
pathetic. That was a joke from a man who's sitting in Britain freezing to death in the half light in the gloaming.
I've got a horrible feeling. I've just had a really horrible feeling. were you working on the News of the World around the 70s?
I was working on the News of the World, actually. Well,
listening to people's PC people.
Yeah, 1976 I was working on the News of the World, yeah.
Are you really?
Uh-oh.
What were you doing then?
Uh-oh.
I was reporting. No,
oh,
I was
see, on the, right.
Okay. I was sub editing. I was actually sub editing on the News of the World.
Uh oh.
What?
Uh oh.
What?
Well, around that time, there was a huge campaign to get CB radio legalised in the UK, if you recall.
Mm. That's right.
And in the centre pages was Lady Chatterley and Polar Bear.
Yeah.
With a picture spread with a white vehicle going up the M1 with a News of the World reporter in it.
Right.
So he could go to the truck stops and all that. Well, the driver of said vehicle with the handle of Polar Bear is moi.
Oh, really?
You're the polar bear?
Yeah.
All right.
You're the little fat, white, fluffy thing, then.
Cuddly, cuddly thing.
I knew that was going to go
there. Is there a photograph of it?
There is somewhere, oh, yeah. No,
what, on the internet?
Yeah, on the internet. Yeah.
Well, I think it ought to go up on your site. I think it ought to go up on the archive.
I will do our best. Unions,
yeah, just don't get it wrong and put hairy bear.
Thank you. Unions want £500 more for driving buses and the like during the Olympics in London, according to a transport union, because they say there'll be extra passengers, which means they'll have to work harder.
Yeah, because you have to lean forward and rock backwards and forwards to make the bus go faster when you got more people on, haven't you? What a load of rubbish. Honestly, they need standing up and shooting.
Well, do you know that Jeremy Clarkson recently got a new deal, and they're all being awarded extra money for the... So there is actually an Olympics bonus going around, and I suppose they just want a little cut of the action.
Hmm. Troops are getting it for... manning our ground-to-air missiles.
Mm. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, right. I just think it's bizarre, and I can't believe that anybody...
I can't believe the cheek of it now.
No, because at the end of the day, the more passengers that they've got, the more chance they've got of keeping their job, for goodness sake. Or have I missed something?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Right, and so you think you ought to send them a message and say you think yourself lucky to have a job anyway, you ungrateful people.
Under the circumstances in Britain today, Mark, honestly, I would think that actually that's one of the best things you could do. Say you think you're lucky to have a job.
Was that your phone, Mark?
I'm afraid it was.
Because you know what happened, I picked mine up as well.
I know, and I ended up talking to Mark, like being a professional, covering up the fact that you were on your again.
No. Oh, actually, I'll switch my phone on. I can just tell you an instant weather report. -1 and snowing.
Where?
-12
in
Poprad. Swirling icicles.
Right. In Poprad. I've got my little weather thing on. Anyway, great news now. Eureka news. And I, as soon as they get this on to, I think it's TV Markiza in Slovakia, I'll be in there like a rocket watching this one. It's going to be hysterical. Because thank goodness Piers Morgan has been dumped from America's Got Talent. And he's been replaced... Thank you. He's been replaced by Howard Stern.
Way! It's Howard's day now. I'll tell you what a brilliant thing. What a brilliant thing. Oh, Howard Stern stepping out. And isn't it funny, despite all the conversations we've had in the past, how tabloid presentations are taking over the world. Piers Morgan was god of the tabloids for a period of time until he... got a little bit of trouble, and now Howard Stern, who is the guru of tabloid presentation, is taking over. Long live tabloid red tops, red nose.
He's a shock jock.
That's tabloid.
He's a shock jock. Very
shock
different.
Horror. That's tabloid is shock horror. Shock jock is shock horror. And sometimes the twain shall meet very closely. You know, he's talking about, though, America gets south. You know, it got me thinking about X Factor.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, like Max Factor mascara makes your
it's
eyelashes...
It's going to be a joke now, isn't it?
Longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes your eyelashes appear three times longer. I was just wondering, why don't Max Factor start making condoms?
Right. Apparently, during Howard Stern's show this week, he said, I'm going to tell you that... Your kiddie has no talent. The nonsense of Howie and Sharon putting through less than talented people has got to stop. Eureka! Under my administration, thank you, Mr. Stern, there will be no Frank Sinatra impersonators winning. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but feelings are going to be hurt, said Mr. Stern. Good on you. I can't wait to see that. I think that's going
to
be stunning.
Well, yeah, but I tell you what, if he's going to do that, then they should make the show be completely honest and not get people in. Like, another joke I was going to do, but I won't do now, is the fact that my friend said he wanted to be on X Factor and I could help him out. I said, yeah, I'll go and kill your mother. That's how you win X Factor. And that's how this programme that they're going to do is what... Because you know what? Tragic stories on, whether people are talented or not, and the tragic story carries them through. Howard Stern is trying to change that culture within these kind of shows.
But it's funny recently how the people that have come second have had the best careers.
Well, I think that might just be backing up what I've said, that the ones who win are sold on cheap tabloid awful stories about personal tragedies, and you also know whenever they're going to come on, and everybody else is just getting the 30 seconds of fame showing how good or bad they are, and then the people who have a personal tragedy in the background, in the same moment, instance, get 15 minutes of sort of tears and smiles and sadness and telling their awful stories, and then they go on to win. Whether they can sing, dance, or do anything, it doesn't matter. They have a personal tragedy to share with the world.
Mark,
that's what Howard Stone.
Yeah. Do we care?
Stern will not be able to kick.
I'm still trying to make head and tail what's being said.
Mark Lee,
what?
We don't care.
What?
I'm just a bit lost, actually.
Yeah.
What a thing to say to a broadcasting legend. Me and Howard are soft people. People who are sensitive.
Yeah. Next. Right. Canadian singer Michael Bublé, has revealed how some people walk out of his concerts because of his bad language on stage.
And so they should. It's like him swearing. He's like Daniel O'Donnell talking about incest over a cup of tea.
Why?
Hey?
He's a bit rocky, is Michael Bublé.
Is he rocky, my downstairs apparatus? He's not in any way, shape or form. He's what it says, he's just a bubble. He's bubble of pop music. He's not even
he's
a singer, and he's
music.
All little and fat and wobbly and all big thin. And so he said the naughty word. Mark says the naughty word all the time. I don't expect our audience just walks out on us.
Mark's just cut himself twice this week, that's all.
Oh, no, what have you done?
Yes, that's right.
That's why he's got bloody fingers.
Bloody fingers?
Yeah. He's cut himself twice.
Yeah.
But, you know how to explode a bubble.
Out.
I mean, just one trick and the bubble's gone, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about, Daniel O'Donnell.
Apparently, the BBC is getting chastised about the frozen planet. BBC denies misleading fans because what they actually did in the programme by David Attenborough called The Frozen Planet, there was some footage of newborn polar bear cubs.
Yeah.
Now, these were filmed in an animal park in the Netherlands, if I remember rightly.
I bet your mother gave them out.
Thank you. But, of course, the filming was shown within this whole thing about the frozen planet. Now, it's time for some honesty, boys and girls.
Go on, then.
The fact is that on documentary programmes, there are some times when you cannot film the mum of a polar bear giving birth to a cub or baby cubs in the wild.
Or it would be foolhardy to do so.
Correctamundo. Equally, as Mr. Banks might remember, but there again he's got a cloudy brain, on the first, I think it was the first trip, I'm sure it was the first trip, that I came out here to Slovakia, our host, Jan Talensky, took us on some white water rivers. Do you remember, Lee? Yeah.
Vaguely.
And the unfortunate thing was that the water table was incredibly low, therefore we didn't exactly go down in white water. We kind of like perused down this river.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the brief that I'd got from my producer from a well-known broadcasting outfit had got agreed in it that I would record this white water sounds as part of the documentary we were recording. So we put the recorder in a plastic bag. We hung over the side of the boat. And I got all these people who were just people I'd not met before to splash around the outside of the boat and go, oh, 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 curtain like that. And that's what we recorded. And that's what went to air. Because we didn't want to come back and do it all again.
That's right. Absolutely. What's wrong with that? It's exactly as we've talked about before. And I know Mark got a bit upset about it, about the press photographers with the child's shoe.
Oh,
if it's ever been an accident, they chuck a shoe down on the road or a teddy bear to build a picture. It happens always. So you don't know, but blinking that man who we're talking about, right? Yeah. He could be swimming down the Thames in a bin bag filming pretending he was in the Amazon. How would we know?
Well, I tell you, the thing I really think is really unfortunate about this Frozen Planet argument that's broken out, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous, but what I really hate about it is that you've got David Attenborough there, who's an amazingly respected man. Yeah. I mean, he's clearly sincere, and pretty well everything he's ever filmed has been filmed, you know, right there, right in the actual environment.
How do you know?
He's adored by, well, he's adored, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. The thing is, he's adored by his fans. Amazing education he's given us all. Absolutely fantastic. And here comes this incident, and people turn on him. How nasty and how fickle, how short-lived, how undeserving of his fans. I think shame.
Anyway, we move along before I start coughing again. The royal wedding tops Google's 2011 list. Britons were keen to find out about lots of things in reverse order. Some of these people I don't really know, but I will do my best. Ed Sheeran, anybody?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Rebecca Black?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
What's she do then?
I don't know.
Minecraft? Oh, that's a game.
Yes, my son plays it.
Yeah, it's a game. Adele, yes, we know Adele.
Never heard of
it. Ryan Dunn?
Never heard of it.
I've heard of him.
Have you? What's he do then?
No idea.
Good. iPad 2, we understand that one.
Heard of it.
Group On?
Yeah, pornography.
Being investigated at the moment.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
FIFA 12, that's a game, we know that. iPhone 5, yes, we understand.
Nobody's
that.
Ever seen one.
No, apart from the spoof ones on YouTube, which are hysterically funny. And at number one of the trending malarkeys, it's the royal wedding.
Yeah, I fancied her sister.
Oh, nice. Nice bottom.
Those rear. Oh. Yes, exactly.
Ooh. Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg will be heartened to know that the British public, despite voting against alternative voting in a referendum,
that's not an alternative, is it?
Did want to know more about it. It topped the "What is it?" list.
Well, it's nice to see they got their message across then very well.
Makes them well again, hasn't it?
And Google driving us even more nuts. Sorry, on words.
I'm going to pay for this.
A US patent for self-driving cars has been awarded to Google.
Yeah. Well, they're not self-driving cars.
They are.
They've got the parking things on them. That you
what? He's gone away. Anyway, Google has been experimenting with driverless Toyota Prius cars in the UK. Additionally to that, the intellectual rights relate to a method to switch a vehicle from human control mode into the state where it takes charge of the wheel. It also explains how the car would know when to take control, where it is located and in which direction to drive. Are you following this? Basically, it's saying that the entire car is taken over by some kind of computer system. But here we go. The actual control of it, the patent explains that the GPS receivers are sometimes only accurate up to about 30 feet. Ouch.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Brad. With a touch of honesty, that little break for us was considerably longer than you had it, boys and girls. Lee, are you there? Lee?
I don't know if I dare admit it. Honestly, what a surprise.
Well, yes. And sorry, we can't use the circuits we're using at the moment with Mark as well, because there just isn't enough power. We've had a national grid breakdown here while we're recording the programme, which has knocked out the entire internet, but we've cobbled something together using one of those dongles and a data chip. And I'm now talking to Lee to finish off the programme. So anyway, we were talking about...
We weren't talking about it because I didn't want to talk about it. You and Mark were talking about it.
A car with no driver. Would you sit in the passenger seat?
I'd sit in the passenger street if it had no driver because you weren't going to go anywhere and get killed. Well, this isn't new. This isn't new. There's nothing new about this. This is a car that manages to park itself.
Well, this is true. Anyway, let's move along. Microsoft co-
See?
I'm giving up now. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen is setting up a space travel company. Would you go?
Well, I have ambivalent feelings about this. Of course, I'd love to go into outer space. People say I've been there many times. People have said I'm a spaceman, but in
space
the basic
junkie.
Yeah, but in basic terms, why would you want to go and see aliens? If aliens are smart enough to travel through space, why do they keep abducting Americans?
Well, that's very true. Well, we'll see what happens with that one. Some good news at last. The Fukushima nuclear plant is allegedly now safe. It's got into a cold shutdown condition nearly 9 months after the earthquake and the terrible tsunami that happened in Japan. There's still a 12-mile or 20-kilometre exclusion zone around the plant, but it looks like it's actually going to be safe now, but apparently it's going to take years and years and years to take it to bits.
Well, that's right. And also, if you think about the amount of polluted and contaminated liquid that's been released into the sea, this is a disaster that's going to continue to happen. I'm glad it's over and we've actually moved onto a position where you can actually start repairing the damage and putting things right. But what a terrible, terrible disaster this
was. Okay, let's have a bit of fun in the last 10 minutes of the programme, which has been slightly stressful. We're going to have a look at the top 50 things you don't do anymore.
We never agree on these, Eric.
I know. This was some research conducted by an online backup company, a bit like a cloud company called Mozzie. And I'm not sure that's a really good word. One of the guys from there said, the reliance on technology does leave us at significant risk should a computer crash. Absolutely right.
Absolutely.
A laptop stolen or your iPhone gets lost. Well, that's not my
problem. I know. Honestly, you are at so much risk from the variance of life and the vagaries of life when you do live like this. It's a ridiculous way to live.
Well, we were sitting here like a man with no arms a couple of minutes ago when we had
internet. We nearly lost everything, didn't we? Exactly.
True. Thank God for UPS backups.
And I had to have a piece of toast.
And I have to say, I still back up on external hard drives rather than anything else. But anyway, within this survey, it's a good bit of fun. Apparently, this is the top 50 things, we'll try and get through them all, that we no longer do. Visit car boot sales. I do.
I do.
Keep printed bills or bank statements.
I do.
I do. Hang washing out in the winter. I
do. I do.
Yeah.
Could be out there for months.
Yeah. Buy newspapers.
Yeah, I do.
I don't. Send postcards. I do.
Yeah, I do.
Keep a personal diary. Never had one.
I do.
Do you? Okay. Work out how to spell something yourself. Difficult.
I do that.
Difficult if you're dyslexic. Buy flowers from a florist.
Doesn't mean you have to spell it right.
Correct. Buy flowers from a florist. Done that.
Do that.
Still do that. Handwrite essays.
I do that.
I wrote a letter last week, as it goes. Send love letters. Yeah, I do that. But they're not letters. They're more like notes.
Diagrams.
Yeah, probably. Advertising trading papers. Definitely do that.
Yeah.
Hand wash
clothes. Well, I don't, actually, but I would do.
Yeah, hand wash clothes. Yep.
Yeah, I don't do that, but certain people do who I know.
Yeah, try on lots of pairs of shoes on the high street. I know women that do that.
Yeah, well, I was doing that in India. Not
good.
Me, but Andrew was
right,
doing that in India.
Warm milk or other hot drinks on a stove. Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Dial 1471 when you get home. No.
Absolutely.
Not.
Well, you can't do it over there, can you?
Yeah. There is one, but I never use it. I haven't done it for years.
I always want to know who's been on the phone.
Watch programmes at the time they're shown. I'll do that.
Yes, do that.
Make photo albums. Yep, do that.
Yep, do that.
Pay by check. No, can't hear, sorry.
Yep, I do that.
Good. Buy CDs or have a CD collection. Yes, mine is enormous.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, number 31, fax things. Yeah, still do that. Have to, because it's a legal document.
What a load of rubbish this is. I tell you what, this bloke needs putting up against the wall with those bus drivers.
Yeah, I know. Use pages, no, well, they've been out for years. Use a telephone directory. Yes, I do, online one. Have pen friends. Yeah. Watch videos. No. Yes.
Yes. No. Yes. You don't watch videos.
Do.
Have you got a video recorder?
No, they're on DVD. They're still videos.
Well, you don't watch videos. You watch DVDs.
Remember phone numbers. No.
Well, yeah, but that's not because of new technology. That's just because of being a spaceman.
Yeah, okay. Look up something in a dictionary. Done that.
Yes, do that.
Have a hard copy of Yellow Pages. Yep, we got one in the office.
Yeah, we have, actually.
Develop and send off for photographs. Actually, my other half, Martina, makes books from photographs.
That was a load of rubbish this is. Are we going to do all 50?
Queue to get car tax in a post office. No, we don't have car tax in South
Africa. Don't do that.
Own an encyclopedia.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Andrew's got to go and do it because our car is taxed, actually.
Right.
What will be in the future?
Own an encyclopedia. Yes.
Yes.
Buy TV listings. Haven't done that since the 70s. Yeah. Go into a bank or building society to conduct business. Yes.
Yeah.
Reverse charges in payphones. Yeah, done that recently.
Yeah. Are we doing all 50 of these?
We're nearly there now, 17. Check a map before a car journey. Yes.
Yep.
Use an address book. Yes.
Yep.
One on my phone. Pay bills at the post office. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes mixed tapes. No, not tapes, but MP3s. Tape.
Yeah. I tell you what, honestly, this bloke, what's his name?
It was a company.
Yeah, a company, but it was a bloke name, wasn't they? Should name and shame.
Doesn't Galba,
this Galba Alcax.
Or whatever. Pay bills at the post office. Yeah, done that. Because there's loads in Slovakia that do that. Buy disposable cameras. Yeah, done that. Write handwritten letters. Done that last week.
I did that a few seconds ago.
Right. Carry portable CD players. No, I haven't done that for years.
Oh, no.
No.
So, how many has he got? Three.
Well, actually, no, I've got a portable CD player because he's in the car.
Oh, I have as well.
Well, there you go, then.
Hey!
Right, that's the in at number 10. Number 9, ring the speaking clock. No, don't do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is actually going to do all 50 of these.
At number 8, put a classified ad in a shop window. Done 42 that.
42 to go.
At number 7, print photos. Yes.
Yeah.
Book tickets.
What a load of rubbish this is, man.
Book tickets over the phone for an event.
Yeah. I've. Oh, I see what you've done now. You've started at the bottom.
And
I thought you were just doing it ad hoc.
No. Dial directory inquiries. No. Record.
Yeah, I do.
Record things using a VHS machine. No.
No. I've actually got a VHS machine looking at me now.
I have. And I have actually recorded from it for people. Go to the travel agents to research holiday. No, I've got a PA to do that.
We did that.
Thank you very much. And finally, ring the cinema to find out times. Yes?
Why don't you just ring the speaking clock if you want to know what time it is?
And in fact, Martina was going to the cinema last week, and she phoned the cinema to find out what time the film was on. That is a stupid thing to do.
Is the most stupid list I've ever been involved with in any way, shape or form. What a load of...
We've got to finish there, boys and girls. We'll finish on one story really quickly. Apparently, more than 1 billion BBC radio programmes have been downloaded since the launch of the BBC's download service in 2007. And unfortunately, the top programmes tend to be from Radio 4.
I think I'll just rest my case at that point.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.